With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The jury in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial has resumed deliberations after asking to rehear potentially crucial testimony. The 12-person jury met for 4.5 hours of deliberations on Wednesday. And one former Republican senator believes the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot by putting Donald Trump on trial in New York. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Politically, I don't know that this was a good idea for the Democrats.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent believes a Trump conviction would do him little harm at this point, whereas an acquittal could prove to be a major embarrassment for Joe Biden and his party. As for would-be Trump supporters concerned, he may be tempted to skirt around the Constitution at times.
People who are concerned about that are going to investigate the trial and see that the Democrats are the ones who are not paying attention to constitutional norms.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. economy grew at a sluggish 1.3% annual pace from January through March.
The new estimate of the gross domestic product knocked a third of a percentage point off its previous estimate. It's a sharp decline from 3.4% in October to December. The pullback was due mostly to a surge in imports and a reduction in business inventories. Consumer spending rose at a 2% annual rate. That's down from 2.5% in the first estimate, with more spending on services but declines in categories like appliances and furniture. Economists have said they're not overly worried about the slippage, but there are signs suggesting the economy may be slowing. I'm Jennifer King.
Alabama is set to execute a man convicted of bludgeoning an elderly couple to death 20 years ago to steal prescription drugs and $140 from their home. Jamie Ray Mills scheduled to be put to death this evening. The Dow is losing 268 points and the NASDAQ down 58. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK don't talk about their faith.
As the country turns away from its historic religious heritage, a new poll finds a lot of believers prefer not to even mention their beliefs to others. The Impact of Faith and Life survey indicates that about 40% of Christians in Britain avoid disclosing their religious convictions publicly. Some analysts say the anti-faith environment that has come to dominate the United Kingdom is leading believers to keep their mouths shut. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of men who like to dress like women and dance is performing a national coalition. The organization says it will promote drag shows in small communities and provide performers with legal aid and therapy. Drag Queen Story Hour, a national program in which men dressed as women read picture books to small children at public libraries, has sparked a massive backlash across the country. This is SRN News. Time's up for Boeing, which was given a deadline to tell federal regulators how it plans to fix safety and quality problems.
The Federal Aviation Administration gave Boeing 90 days to produce a turnaround plan after one of its jets experienced a blowout of a fuselage panel during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. A panel found shortcomings in the aircraft maker's safety culture, and the Justice Department said 2 weeks ago that Boeing violated terms of a 2021 settlement that allowed it to avoid prosecution for fraud, allegedly deceiving regulators about a flight control system that was implicated in the deadly crashes of two MAX jetliners in 2018 and 2019. Donna Water, Washington.
Oklahoma chasing history. The Sooners headed to the Women's College World Series with an opportunity to win an unprecedented fourth straight national title. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.